要他的神的儿子要建造圣洁的生命在我们的里面。
These 2 days, we want to see from the book of Hebrews how the Son of God will build His sanctified life in us.
然后我们看，我们得到的是圣洁的生命。
We want to see that what we have obtained is a sanctified life.
明天早上看见要走一条成圣的道路。
And tomorrow morning, we want to see the way of sanctification.
不过我先复习一下昨天晚上的信息。
But let's first review what we heard last night.
很多年前呢，有次特会以后啊。有一个辅导问他那个一位弟兄姐妹们说这个聚会好不好他们都说非常的好
So many years ago a counselor asked her group that how did you feel about the conference everyone said it was very good
他说你们谁能够记到这个特会讲什么东西
Who can remember what we talked about in the conference
可能一个都讲不出来
But no one can say anything
有一个年轻弟兄说那个特会当中有 clam chowder 很好喝
So a young brother said the clam chowder was very good
那我来到这边已经两次听到说这个地方 campground 的饭很好吃
So twice I have heard that the food in this campground is very good
所以我们讲员们就非常紧张
So the speakers are very nervous
恐怕你们走了以后什么都记不住
And we're afraid that you may not remember anything we have said
昨天晚上我们弟兄讲的神的家的认识
Last night our brother spoke about the house of God
我们要神要新得这个建造的一个地基
Our God wants to find a foundation
不是你地一块地先基地
acquire a land
那么先看到什么叫做神的家
so first we have to see what is the house of God
四个字
there's only 4 words
人是仆爱人是先接到一般的人
he wants to obtain a group of people
神的家是我们这些人
the first thing he wants to obtain
别忘了一个人就是我们我们是神的家
We are the people. We are the house of God.
第二件事是
And the second thing is the
神能在我们当中做事
It's the work. He is working in us.
神在我们做的事情非常伟大
He is working great things in us.
我们微小神的工作很伟大
Although we are weak, His work is great.
所以若是我们不能让神在我们当中做事我们不是神的家
If we cannot allow Him to work among us, we are not the house of God.
第三个字是仆要有仆人被你出来使你出来
We need a service, the servant.
神的家不是坐在那光吃饭，有人不是啊。
We can't have people all sit around doing nothing.
一个家
we need someone to serve.
一个家没人做事，那个家乱七八糟，不行啊。
If there's no one serving in a household, there's no order.
神家很多仆人，大家做起来侍奉。
There are many servants in the house of God.
最后，神家要有爱，是 family 要有爱。
And the last word is love. We are a family. We need to have love.
背不背啊？人是仆爱，记不记得？大家背一下。
The people, the work.
人是仆爱。
Service and love.
第二点，神的家的基地那块地呀、啊，要有亚伯拉罕经历。
So the second point is that the land we need to have
亚伯拉罕的经历，献以撒的经历。
The experience of Abraham to offer Isaac.
亚伯拉罕献以撒，讲到亚伯拉罕对神的爱一个奉献很重要。
The offering is very important.
神的家没有人奉献，神找不到地方建造。
If no one's offering in the house of God, he cannot find this land.
大家都爱自己，不爱神的家，没有人奉献，神的家没办法建造。
If we all love ourselves and we did not offer ourselves, then we cannot establish the house of God.
第三个点，神的家是基地，一人叫大卫的经历。
And the last point is the foundation is the experience of David.
大卫什么经历呢？大卫。
What kind of experience?
大卫他神光照他，他能改。
Yeah, God has enlightened him so he can change.
一生大卫犯很多的错
All his life he has committed many errors
大卫跟我们不一样大卫在改一直在改
But David is different from us He's constantly changing
他神能够在我们当中改我们我们神的家就这边有地可以干
If we can be improved by God constantly Then he has a land to build his house
什么时候我们不能改了
When we cannot change
我老了我不能改了
I'm too old to change
因为我年龄越来越大
Because I am getting older
我不能改了神没帮建造我了
If I cannot be changedThen God cannot build me anymore.
是神的家需要光。
So God's house needs light.
照顾我们，让我们看见我们的错就改。
To enlighten us, for us to see our own error.
我们一直让神改，神的家就一直能建造。
If we can be allowed to change by God, then we can be built up.
第四个点，神的家需要启示。
And the fourth point, God's house needs revelation.
耶稣说，你们说我人子是谁
？Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?"
我们至少背标准答案，好不好？来，我们一起来背，你是什么呢？ 基督是永生神的儿子，弟兄们，神的家需要启示。
The house of God needs this revelation.
神的家需要人。
And God's house needs people.
神的家需要奉献的爱。
We need the offering, the love offering.
神的家需要十字架的改正，我们可以改正了。
The improvement by the cross.
第四个点，神的家需要启示。
And the fourth point, we need the revelation.
今天早上我们来看神儿子的启示。
And this morning we want to see the revelation of the Son of God.
我们读希伯来书第一章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 1.
我们从第一节读到第三节。
From verses 1 to 3.
我们找到弟兄姐妹从来读。神既在古时，借众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造出世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。希伯来书非常的重要，神对我们说话。
The book of Hebrews is very important. God is speaking to us.
神整本圣经，神都对人类说话。
In the whole Bible, God has spoken to mankind.
在希伯来书特别讲的神最里面的心意对着我们。
But in the book of Hebrews, it talks about His innermost thoughts.
神讲话，我们要听。
We need to listen when God speaks.
所有不听的人，我们都有责任。
All who have not listened, we have a responsibility.
坐在这边，弟兄姊妹们，我们不要小看我们自己。
We should not look down upon ourselves.
不管你年龄大，年龄小。
No matter what your age is.
不管你的教育程度高，教育低。
Your educational level.
通通没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
神要你。
God wants you.
神对你说话。
God is speaking to you.
所有今天在这边有耳朵的都有责任。
All you who have ears among you.
神讲什么呢？
You have a responsibility to listen to what God has said.
到底神讲什么呢？
What has he said?
神讲他儿子。
God is speaking about his son.
因为他的儿子跟我们关系太密切了。
Because he has such a close relationship with us.
是在第一节到第四节的里面讲他儿子到底是神。
In verse 1 to 4 it speaks about his son being God.
在这边讲了三面。
In three different aspects.
第一面讲他儿子跟神的关系。
The first is his son, his relationship to God.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the radiance of his glory.
是神本体的真相。
Exact representation of his nature.
第二方面讲的神的儿子跟万有的关系。
And the second aspect is talks about his relationship to the universe.
他说他借着他创造出世界。
Through him, all things are made.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
Through his, the word of his power.
而且早已立他要承受万有。
And he has appointed him to inherit all things.
第三方面讲的神儿子和我们的关系。
And the third aspect is his relationship to us.
我们读第三节的句末的一句，好不好？我们一起来读。
The second part of verse 3.
他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。这一节这一句话啊，我们可以用来说是希伯来书的一把钥匙。
This is a key to the book of Hebrews.
可以把希伯来书大概整个把它破开。
It will open all the contents of Hebrews.
到底主耶稣他做了什么呢？
What has Jesus done?
到底主耶稣跟我们什么关系呢？
What does he have to do with me?
我们背好不好？他既什么洗净人的罪，就什么呀？坐在高天至大者的右边。这边讲的神的儿子两方面的工作。
He talks about two things he has worked on.
洗净人的罪，讲的在地上的工作。
He has purged our sins. This is the work he has done on earth.
道成肉身，耶稣基督来到地上做什么呢？
He has come in the flesh. What he has worked on.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He has died for us on the cross.
是耶稣基督在地上的工作，就为了洗净人的罪。
And this is his work on earth to purify our sins.
但是耶稣基督不光停在这边。
But he does not stop here.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他复活升天了。
He has resurrected and ascended.
今天主耶稣在天上到底在做什么呢？
And today, what is he doing in heaven?
他天上做什么？他坐在我们说好不好？他坐在什么呢？天上至大者的右边。这句话讲的耶稣基督神的儿子在天上的工作。
And this is his work in heaven.
他天上做什么呢？
What is he doing?
因为他坐在哪呀？
He's seated.
他不需要做什么。
He doesn't need to do anything.
他所做的通通做完了。
He has accomplished all
things. 每次想到坐在那边的时候。
But when we think about he's sitting there.
我们想我们很有把握呀。
We have such confidence.
我们常常紧张的不得了啊。
We're often so nervous.
一个事情我们急得要命呢。
We'll be worried about.
我们常常忘了他坐在里面，他不急呀。
But we're forgetting that he is sitting there. He's not worried.
我们中国讲不急，皇帝急什么？这我们急什么
？So if the king is not worried, why should the prince worry?
这是他坐在那里。
Because he has already started.
讲到两个点，一个呢，他完全，他已经做完了。
He has been perfected. He perfected all things.
他安息了。
And he has rested.
就希伯来书告诉我们一件事情，他是完全的那一位。
Hebrews tells us that he is the perfect
one. 就是我们所有的信心在他都做完了。
Our faith is that he has accomplished all things.
他安息了。
He has rested.
就希伯来书三章四章看的时候，要进到那个安息的里面。
So in book three, chapter 3 and 4 of Hebrews, it talks about to enter the rest.
你怎么能进到那安息的里面
？How can we enter the rest?
你要认识神儿子今天在天上的工作。
You have to know the work of Son of God in heaven.
第二方面呢，他是什么呢？他是在天上，在天上。
So the second thing is that he is in heaven.
所以这个天呢，对跟神的儿子就不能分开了。
It cannot be, heaven cannot be separated from the Son of God.
什么地方摸到神的儿子，什么地方摸到天。
Whenever we touch the Son of God, we touch heaven.
哪里有神的儿子，哪里有天。
Wherever the Son of God is, there is heaven.
今天早上说神的儿子在我们当中，天在我们的当中。
Today, if he is among us, heaven is among us.
耶稣基督来到地上，很重要的把天带到我们的里面。
When Jesus Christ came on earth, he brought heaven to us.
所以神的儿子在做什么呢？他把天带给我们。
What is he doing? He brought us heaven.
他在天上。
He is in heaven.
他也在我们的里面。
And, but he is also in us.
天在我们的里面。
So today, heaven is in us.
哪里有神的同在？
Wherever there is the presence of God,
哪里就有天。
Where there is heaven.
其实整个希伯来书告诉我们说有个地方。
So in the book of Hebrews it says there is a place.
这个地方是诸天属天的地方。
This is a place above all heaven.
是整个希伯来呼召我们进到这个境界的里面。
So this book is calling us to enter this place.
这个地方叫做天。
This is heaven.
第三个，神的儿子什么呢？坐在至大者的右边。
And the third thing, he is sitting beside the right hand of the Most High.
他坐在最大的神的右边，他坐下，他坐在神大右边。
He has sat down beside the Most High at his right hand.
我们的这个都很，我们思想的非常的自由化，哎。
We have to be free in our thoughts.
不是我们 have， 我们已经糟糕的变非常自由化了。所以我
we have corrupted that we are so。We have so
我们大不懂什么叫做那个至高者，那个神，那个君王，我们不大懂啊。
We don't understand anymore. What is it to be called the Most High?
我们常常叫美国总统 Clinton 叫 Bill 就喊他。
We even call President Clinton Bill.
然后上单的就 Bill。
Just like the Bill we call for at the restaurant.
所以你看，就我们对他的这个总统没什么尊敬。
We have no respect for him.
这样也不必过分敬意，反正他也是个人，对吧？他不是神。
Of course, we don't need to overly respect
him. 但你不要忘掉，神是多么伟大的一位神。
But we cannot forget what a great God we have.
到底谁能够坐在他的旁边呢
？Who can be seated beside him?
没有一个人有资格。
No one.
只有一种人可以坐他旁边。
Only one kind of man can sit beside him.
就是他的儿子。
That is his son.
他的太子。
His prince.
他要让他接替王位的。
Because this is the one who will inherit his throne.
所以他就那个儿子可以坐他旁边。
So only the son can sit beside him.
所以我们知道谁能够坐在神的右边呢
？Who can sit beside the right hand of God?
是神的那个独生的爱子。
It is the only son of God.
而且他呢，就是神要承受万有、要做君王的那个。
And he is the one who inherit all things, who will inherit the throne.
所以整个希伯来书告诉我们说呢，耶稣就是那个神的儿子，特别独特的那一位。
And this is Jesus the unique one and only.
他就是君王。
He is the king.
所以整个神的儿子耶稣就在天上做什么呢
？So what is Jesus Christ doing in heaven?
一方面讲他坐下，讲他完全安息。
He has sat down. He has rested.
第二方面，他把天要带到我们的里面。
Secondly, he wants to bring heaven in us.
第三方面，他是王，他是神的儿子。
And third aspect is that he is king. He is the son of God.
还要把他的生命给我们。
He wants to give us his life.
是只有神的儿子才能治理神的家。
Only the Son of God can rule over house of God.
神只要他的儿子来做大祭司。
God wants only his son to be the high priest.
所以整个希伯来书上我们认识了他是儿子。
So in the entire book of Hebrews, we have to know that he is the son.
他是君王。
He is the king.
我们对他坐下，我们需要相信他。
When he has sat down, we need to believe him.
对诸天方面，我们要渴慕他。
And we need to long for the heaven.
对他做君王方面，我们要顺服他。
And we need to submit to the king.
所以这个按希伯来书这一句话当中就把整个希伯来书主要的思想告诉我们了。
So in this verse it has told us the whole content of the book of Hebrews.
我们背一下好不好，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大觉的右边。神儿子地上的工作和天上的工作，我们再读第二个圣经希伯来书第二章九节到第十一节。
Hebrews 2:9-11，
我们看神儿子的荣耀。
The glory of the Son of God.
我们读句，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他用着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。这边讲的主耶稣啊，他要得到荣耀。耶稣基督神的儿子本来就有荣耀，但是耶稣基督一个人他得荣耀，他觉得神的旨意没办法完成。
But the Lord Jesus, having glory by himself, cannot accomplish the will
of God. 真正神要是什么呢？要我们得荣耀。
God wants us to obtain glory.
要人得到荣耀。
He wants man to obtain glory.
但人要得到荣耀，人有个先决的条件。
But we need to have a
一个条件。
We need to have a requirement before we can obtain
glory. 因为人呢没有荣耀的。
Because we have no glory.
只有神才有荣耀。
Only God has glory.
所以神需要把他自己的东西，一个生命呢，要放在我们的里面。
God needs to give us something of His own life.
我们知道人堕落了就没有办法。
When man has fallen, he has no way.
所以需要主耶稣自己来到地上。
So we need a Jesus to come down.
所以希伯来书第二章讲的耶稣基督来到地上。
So in Hebrews chapter 2 it talks about Jesus coming down to earth.
他来地上，他有很特别的点。
When he came, he had a special character.
他里面的生命呢，叫做圣洁的生命，叫圣洁。
He had a holy life.
在他里面，这边有个叫圣洁。
There is something called holy.
在这边第二个，我们看耶稣基督叫做苦难，这一生当中走的道路叫做苦难。
And the way he walked upon is called suffering.
第三方面看叫做荣耀。
And to obtain the glory.
所以若是没有圣洁的那个生命，没有荣耀。
Without the holy life, he will not obtain this glory.
第二方面，若不走这条道路，也没有荣耀。
But without walking upon the way of suffering, he cannot obtain the glory.
有了这个生命，圣洁的生命。
With this life of holiness.
走在这条道路上。
Walking upon the way of suffering.
将来耶稣基督什么呢？就得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Then he can obtain the honor and the glory as his crown.
耶稣基督得到荣耀。
Jesus has obtained the glory.
他荣耀，神说还不够。
But God said that's not enough.
还有什么？要我们这些人一同得到荣耀。
He wants us to obtain this glory.
所以这边讲的说，那使人成圣的和得以成圣的，都是出于义。
So it says here that he who sanctifies and those being sanctified are of one.
所以当我们重生以后，我们就有什么一个圣洁的生命在我们的里面呢
？When we are sanctified, we have this holy life within us.
这是我们的一个信心在这边。
And this is our faith.
一个完全有圣洁的生命已经在我们里面。
A perfect and holy life is within us.
下面主耶稣做什么呢？
Then what did Jesus do?
他做更伟大的事情。
A greater thing has he done.
他领许多的儿子什么呢？一同进荣耀。
He is bringing many sons into glory.
你晓得我们自己呀、啊，这个若是一个人自己能够完成一件事情呢，是很了不起。
If we can accomplish something by ourselves,
it's great. 但是更大的荣耀什么呢？我们能帮助别人，一些不可能人把他们带到荣耀里面去。
The greater glory is to have help more people to obtain accomplishing.
所以今天主耶稣在做更大的事情。
So Jesus is accomplishing a greater thing.
要带许多的儿子进到荣耀的里面。
He is bringing many sons into glory.
这是我们 camp 的目的。
This is our conference, the goal of our
conference. 这是我们聚会的目的。
This is the goal of our meeting.
要知道我们往哪里去。
To know where we are going.
让耶稣来带领着我们。
That Jesus is leading us.
他要带许多的儿子进到荣耀的里面去。
And he is leading many sons into glory.
这个荣耀比他自己完成还更大。
And this glory is even greater than what he has had.
在去年的时候，有一个姊妹很爱主啊，她打电话给我。
Last year, a sister who loved the Lord called me.
她说她的小孩啊，孩子啊，在台北呢，希望我能多照顾她一下。
And she asked me to take care of her child in Taipei.
那我就照顾她，请她吃个饭。
So I called him up and asked him to dinner.
我发现年轻人不简单啊。
And I found out that it's not easy to deal with young people.
很多年轻人啊是哲学家呀，你不要忘了。
Many young people are philosophers.
我问他说，你现在想不想念书呢？他说我不想念书。
So I asked him, do you want to study more? He says no.
我说你将来想干嘛呢？
And I asked him, so what do you plan to do?
他说我也不晓得。
So I don't know.
我说这个问题，这个回答的话是哲学家的话。
So I said, these are philosophical answers.
哎，我说你想想，你将来有些你要赚钱呢，你不能一辈子靠家里吃饭呢，这个你将来怎么办呢？他说到时候再看。哦，我是更佩服他了。
So I said, how are you going to earn your living? He says, well, we'll see.
哎呀，跟他讲话，但是他经常说什么呢？我也不知道。
So.His final answer is, I really don't know.
你问他很多问题，他说我也不知道。那真是属灵的，我不知明日将如何。
So when I asked him anything, he says, I really don't know. And this is
truly
spiritual. But I was so worried.
啊，后来我是什么？常常给他灌输观念呢。
So I tried to indoctrinate him.
好不容易鼓励他什么呢？去参加一个学校补习班去读书去。
To study.
那我就常常打电话给他。
So I called him often.
他跟着人很会念书人住在一起。
And he actually is living with one who studies very hard.
那个也在帮助他。
And this other person is
helping
him. 我们
两个就什么，我没办法，我的电话帮助他，打电话。
So I call him all the time to help him.
我说你把成绩单不要寄回家，寄到我这边来。
So I said, don't mail home your report card, mail it to me.
啊，我要看。
I want to see you.
我一看他考得好，马上打电话恭喜他。
And he has good grades, I will call him and congratulate him.
考得不好，我就问他，哎，怎么搞的？你是不是这个觉没睡够的嘛？就鼓励他。
And if his grades are not good, then I'll call him.
慢慢什么成绩在进步，在进步，在进步。
Then he start improving.
他今年呢，他考上一个学校了。
And this year he actually got into a school.
他高不高兴呢？
Was he happy?
他的家人高不高兴呢？
Was his family happy?
我高不高兴呢？这荣耀啊！
And I am so glad to.
啊，他能给咱那个人考上嘞。
So I am so glad to tell people this man has gone to this school.
你看见没有？这边我们耶稣基督自己进到荣耀了。
So we see here Jesus has entered into glory.
他现在怎么能就派我们进去啊？
He wants to bring us in.
我们又不喜欢念书。
And we don't want to study.
又没有习惯，好习惯都没，都是坏习惯。
We don't have any good habits.
而看到什么都没有兴趣。
And we don't have any interest for anything.
哇，急死了。
And Jesus is so worried.
鼓励我们呢。
He tried to encourage us.
开特会呀，每一年开两个特会呀。
And we want to have two conferences every year.
有人开了两个特会还搞不清楚干什么。
And after two conferences, some people are still confused.
每次来就记得 clam chowder, 记不记得？
And every time, all they remember is the clam chowder.
主耶稣急死了。
And Jesus is so worried.
他要带许多的儿子进荣耀。
He wants to bring many sons into glory.
到了今年呢？
So this year,
那我们一个辅导跟我说，有一个姊妹，年轻姊妹也不喜欢念书，不想念书。
My counselor told me that there is a young sister who also doesn't want to study.
她今年已经考不上学校。
This year she has already failed her exam.
而且成绩离录取标准差了不知道多远呢。
And she's so far away from the admitting requirements.
她现在去读补习班了，都不想念书。
So she's going to these schools, but she really did not want to study.
弟兄，要不你这个姊妹进荣耀，我说好。
Says Brother E, do you want to lead her into glory?
我把她喊过来。
So I called her.
啊，这个不是思，这个不是哲学家，这是思想家。
This is not a philosopher I was talking to.
他是个 thinker.
This is a great thinker.
啊，他不知道想什么东西啊。
But I don't know what she was thinking about.
他说他没办法集中啊。
She said she can't concentrate.
他读一下就没办法念书啊。
She can only concentrate for several
minutes. 我只能集中几分钟啊。
I asked her, well, try to concentrate for a little more.
他说十分钟就顶多集中十分钟啊。
She said she can only do that for 10 minutes.
我说好，过来坐到我办公室旁边。
So I said, good, sit beside me.
我每十分钟喊你一下。
Every 10 minutes, I will call you.
看你有没有睡觉，有没有集中。
See if you will fall asleep.
完了之后还帮他温习。
So after she finished study, I'll help review.
要带他进荣耀啊。
Review the courses.
成绩单拿来，保气。成绩单一拿来看，我气死了。
And after I saw her report card, I was so frustrated.
两科零分啊。
She failed 2 subjects.
我说你怎么搞的呢？
I said, how can that be?
他一科忘记了，一科是迟到，他不让我进去。
She says, one I forgot to take the test, and the other one I was late, and they didn't let me in.
我问他一个问题。
So I asked her,
我说你想不想上大学？
Don't you want to go to college?
他说我想。
She said, yes.
我说好，你只要想，我来帮你。
I said, yes, if you want to, then I will help you.
有时我们年轻人要出去一个郊游出去玩去。
So we had a field trip once.
啊，他高兴死了。
And she was so happy.
他请两个朋友一起去。
She asked 2 friends to come with her.
我一听我就给他打电话。
So I called her too.
我说我们要去玩，你是不是要去呢？
Are you coming with us on the field trip?
她说是，我想去。
And she said yes.
我说你能去吗？
And I said, can you go?
她想一想。
She thought about it.
她也许我还在家念书比较好一点。
Maybe it's better for me to study at home.
好，我陪你。
And I said, then I will go with you to study.
姐妹们， 我们想不想进荣耀？
Brothers and sisters, do we want to enter into glory?
年轻人想不想？
Young people, do you want?
大家说想不想进荣耀？
Do you want to enter into glory?
我们大家说想不想？
Yes.
主耶稣可以问一个问题，你想不想？
And Jesus is asking the same question. Do you want to?
你如果不想，神儿子没有办法。
If you do not wish to enter into glory, He has no way for you. If you wish that, then we will enter into glory together.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他比我们伟大不知道多少。
He is much, much greater than us.
他进到荣耀的里面。
He has already entered into glory.
他今天回来了。
And He has come back.
住在我们里面。
To live in us.
使人成圣的。
To sanctify people.
和得以成圣的。
And those being sanctified.
都是出于你。
Both are from one.
都是一。
They are one.
在神儿子里面的圣洁生命。
The holiness in the Son of God.
也在保罗弟兄的里面。
It's also in the brother Paul.
在彼得和约翰的里面。
It's also in Peter and John.
在盖恩夫人里面。
It's in Madame Guillaume.
在尼托生弟兄的里面。
It's in brother Washman East.
也在我们的里面。
It's in us.
小信心啊。
So we need this faith.
弟兄姐妹们，到了三章第一节，神开始呼召我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, He calls us.
我们读三章第一节到第六节。
Let's read it.
我们从那读。同盟天召的圣洁弟兄，你们应当思想我们所认为使举为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子治理神的家。我们若想可夸的盼望和胆量，坚持到底，我们便是他的家人。三章第一节，神来呼召我们了。大家说同盟天召的圣洁弟兄，圣洁，我们是圣洁的。哦，弟兄姐妹们，神开始建造我们了。
He is building us.
我们来看为什么圣洁是那么的重要。
Why is holiness so important?
我们来看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12.
我们读第十四节。
Verse 14.
我们读第十希伯来书十二章十四节起来读：你们要追求和睦。并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。好，要追求圣洁，十四节追求圣洁。
We need to pursue holiness.
因为非圣洁没有人能够见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
我们叫神的家，就是神同在的地方。
House of God is in the presence of God.
我们常常神的家当中，神老不在家。
But in the house of God, many times God is not home.
一大堆神的儿女在家。
So many children of God is there.
神不在家。
But God was not there.
因为神进不来啊。
Because God cannot go in.
家里乱七八糟，都不圣洁。
The whole house in is disorder.
所以人非圣洁，不能见神。
Without holiness, no one can see God.
神把以色列百姓从埃及带出来以后。
When God called the people of Israel out of Egypt.
有一本书叫做《利未记》。
There's a book called Leviticus.
利未记说什么？你们务要圣洁，因为我是什么呢？我圣洁的。
And it says, you have to be holy, for I am holy.
所以神要跟我们住在一起，至少我们要圣洁。
So God wants to dwell with us, but He requires us to
be holy. 若非圣洁，人没有人能见神。
Without holiness, we cannot see God.
这个圣洁的对面呢，还不是污秽，是世俗，是 common, 是世俗。
So the opposite of holiness is not
common. 我们读第十六节。到十七节，一起来读。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗与以骚的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所祝福，竟被弃绝。虽然好哭切求，却得不到门路，使他父亲心意回转。这是你们知道的。这边讲到圣洁就带来神的祝福。
Holiness brings God's blessing.
就一个神的家，能是有圣洁，有三方面。
So if a house of God has the holiness of God, there's three things.
一个有神的荣耀。
One, there is a glory of God.
第二个有神的那个同在，有神的自己在我们当中。
Secondly, there's the presence of God.
可以见神。
We can see God.
第三方面有神的祝福。
And thirdly, there's a blessing of God.
啊，只要我们弟兄姐妹，我们的主门徒，我们要追求这一个神祝福就临到了我们身上。
If we want to pursue this, then His blessing will come upon us.
现在弟兄姐妹们，你知道圣洁是那么的重要。
You know that holiness is so important.
让我们怎么呢？就开始认识到底怎么样能够得到这个圣洁呢
？How do we obtain holiness?
我们看圣洁的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of holiness?
我们读启示录第十五章第四节。
Revelation chapter 15, verse 14.
启示录第十五章第四节。
Revelation chapter 15, verse 4.
我们请弟兄姐妹一同来读。主啊，谁敢不敬畏你？不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要在你面前敬拜，因为你公义的作为已经显出来了。我们特别主，独有谁是圣的呢？神是圣的，只有神是圣的。
新
教人怎么样成圣呢？人怎么得到圣洁呢
？How do they obtain holiness？
所以这个字跟我们洁净没什么太大的关系。
It has nothing to do with our cleanliness。
是重在什么呢？你的里面是归给神的。
It wants to know if we are given to God。
哎，只有神是圣洁的。
Only God is holy。
所以神耶稣基督地上要在这做两方面的工作。
So Jesus wants to do two works。
第一个什么呢？要洗净人的罪。
To purify our sins,
只用他的宝血把我们买回来。
With his precious blood, he has purchased us.
把我们洁净。
He has cleansed us.
第二方面，耶稣在天上的工作是什么呢
？But what is his work in heaven?
就让圣灵来住在我们的里面。
To send the Holy Spirit down to live in us.
今天所有坐在这边的每一个人，我们知道，我们都是得以成圣。
All who sit here know that we can be sanctified.
神拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
神分别了我们。
He has separated us. He has cleansed us.
现在又什么？神要来住在我们里面，要来充满我们。
And he wants to dwell in us.
就整个圣洁在一件事情上面。
So holiness dwells on one thing.
到底你是谁的
？Who do you belong to?
你是自己的吗？就不圣。
Do you belong to yourself? Then you are not holy.
你归给神，你就是成圣。
If you belong to God, you are holy.
其实整个在这么一件事情，我们常常想到，哎呀，我好多罪啊。这跟罪没有这么大的关系。
So many times we think about how many sins we have, but this has nothing to do with it.
我们很软弱。
We are weak.
但是弟兄姊妹，这不是神最重要的点。
But God does not want to emphasize on that.
神最重要的点是什么呢
？What does He want to emphasize
on？ 你是谁的
？Who do you belong to？
谁在用你
？Who is using you？
谁在管你
？Who is controlling you？
这是耶稣基督在天上的工作。
And this is Jesus' work in heaven.
神的儿子在天上。
The Son of God is in heaven.
他做一件事情，要让我们成圣。
He wants to sanctify us.
他在地上流血买我们。
He has shed his blood on earth to purchase us.
洁净我们。
He has purified us.
耶稣基督在地上的工作。
And that's his work on earth.
天上工作做什么呢
？In heaven.
来充满我们。
He wants to fill us.
你晓得这个圣啊，就看是谁在用你的东西。
Holiness.We'll talk about who is using this utensil.
啊，别人不一定能用的。
No one can use it.
我是去过一个很有钱的人家里面吃饭。
Once I went to a wealthy family to have dinner.
他的那对家人家长两个，他的筷子跟我筷子不一样的。
So the parents were using different chopsticks than mine.
他的碗跟我也不一样的。
And his bowl was different.
我的碗也很漂亮。
Of course, mine was very.
因为在他们家里面都是很高级的碗呀。
Because they're all very nice.
但是呢，他的碗绝对不会让我用啊。
But he will not let me use his bowl.
我一看那摆一堆碗筷在那边。
So I saw a whole bunch of bowls there.
哎，我一看这两个是不一样。
And I can see that these two are different.
我再笨也不会坐在那个地方。
And even though I'm not intelligent, I will not sit on those.
我坐在那边也被他请开了。
Of course, he will ask me to sit in another seat.
因为那个人的碗和筷什么是分别出来给他的家人、那家长去用。
Because these bowls and utensils separated for the parents.
你看那美国啊。天上飞的飞机很多，对不对
？Do you see many airplanes overhead？
那就一架什么画着老鹰，对不对
？But there's only one with an eagle on it。
那是什么总统用机
？That's a private plane for the president。
美国最有钱的人说：“哎，我坐一坐好不好？”肯定不让你上来，对不起，请你先下去。
Even the wealthiest man cannot get on board that plane。
还有很多讲台，对不对
？And there's many podiums。
对，这边讲台上面什么都没写，因为我在站。
Of course, it has no label on it because I'm standing behind it.
啊，你看这白宫呢，有一个讲台什么画个老鹰的，不能随便上去。
But in the White House, there's a podium with an eagle on it.
那个人上去，电视机通了再找他。
Whenever someone stands behind it, all the cameras are on.
他在上面讲也不能乱讲话的。
And he can say anything he wants when he stands behind the podium.
因为什么呢？那个是分别出来给他讲的。
Because that podium separates.
这个那上面不说，上面都金子，没有，就很普通啊。
It's just an ordinary podium.
但是上面画了个东西就不一样了。
But the label on it separates it.
飞机很多，波音777、天上飞啊。
Of course, there are so many airplanes.
上面画了个东西，你就上，有票也上不去。
But if there's a label on it that separates it, then you cannot get on board.
全世界50多亿的人啊。
There's so many people in this world.
有一般人里面有个东西盖个印，圣灵盖了个章啊。
But there's a group of people with a seal on their head, the Holy Spirit.
现在我们属于谁的？大家属于谁的呢？
Who do we belong to?
属于神的。
We belong to God.
就这么简单啊。
This is so simple.
我说弟兄啊，我很软弱啊。
And you ask me, I'm so weak.
我说你软弱，神倒霉啊，但是你还是属于神的。
Of course, that's too bad for God, but you still belong to God.
你说我还在犯罪呀。
I'm still sinning.
我说犯罪就神难过啊，但是你还是属神的。
You cause sorrow for God, but you still belong to Him.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们的认识。
And this is what we need to know.
为什么有这个把握呢？
Why do we have this confidence?
因为那洗净人的罪已经怎么呢？坐在高天至大者的右边。
Because He who purified our sins has already seated beside the right hand of the Most High.
成圣不在你的感觉。
Sanctification does not depend on how you feel.
成圣不在你看你的行为怎么样。
It does not depend on what you do.
所有成圣在有没有一个章盖在你的身上。
It depends on if there is a seal on you.
我们信了耶稣基督。
If we believe in Jesus.
我们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Then we have obtained this Holy Spirit as our seal.
现在弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督开始呼召我们了。
And Jesus is calling us.
三章弟兄们，你别害怕，同盟新召的圣洁弟兄。同盟新召的圣洁弟兄，我们大家讲的最早，大家说圣洁弟兄。
Holy brethren.
兄弟姐妹们，姊妹都在里面了。
Includes all the sisters.
为什么讲弟兄呢？因为要承受产业。
Why do we talk about brethren? Because we need to talk about inheritance.
这边讲到我们的神，他已经印到我们身上。
He has sealed us.
哦，这个印就产生了大的渴慕啊。
And this seal becomes a longing in our heart.
再背一遍好不好？ 同盟先召的圣洁弟兄。Partakers
of the heavenly calling.
人们，神呼召我们。
God is calling us.
这呼召太大了。
And this is a great calling.
耶稣说，他在世间却不属于这个世界。
Jesus said he was in this world, but he is not of this world.
我们一样，我们在世上也不属于这个世界。
And the same with us, we are here, but we're not of this
world. 我们是同盟新召的圣洁弟兄。
We are holy people, partakers of the heavenly calling.
我们下面读圣经，这一路上都是耶稣在做事。
And we can read that in the Bible, Jesus is working.
弟兄姊妹，我们是做基督徒，做得很辛苦啊。
Sometimes it's so hard to be the Christian.
有些诗歌很好。
Many songs are very good.
但是有时候你要没有信心唱的话，你唱的很累。But
if you have no faith, it's so difficult to sing those hymns.
以前我最不敢唱的诗歌叫《我不敢稍微失败》。So
the one song I really hate to sing was "I Dare Not Fail."
我唱以前先求主雪遮盖万。Before
I sing this hymn, I ask His.
我一面唱一面求主雪遮盖万。And
as I'm singing, I ask His.
我唱完了，我更需要雪遮盖万。And
after I finish singing, I need.
我不敢稍微失败。
I dare not be defeated.
主啊，我一直在失败。I'm
always defeated.
弟兄姊妹们，你要看见了，所有的工作都是大祭司的工作。But
the work all belongs to the high priest.
都他在做。
He is doing all the work.
他把福音传给我们。
He has given us the gospel.
他教导我们怎么依靠神。
He teaches us how to depend
on Him. 他说我们是他的儿女，他负我们完全的责任。
He tells us we are His children. He is responsible for us.
他分别我们。
He separated us.
他领我们。
He guides us.
他呼召我们。
He calls us.
他带我们进荣耀。
And He leads us into glory.
要是三想认识那个安息。So
we need to know the rest.
他住在天上。
He has been seated in heaven.
我们要与他一同坐在天上。
We want to be seated with Him.
这所有成圣的秘诀。
And this is the secret of sanctification.
与基督一同坐在天上。
To be seated with Christ in heaven.
越努力越累啊。
The more you strive, the harder it will get.
通通不是我们的事情。
Because these are not our own work.
现在我们明天再讲，都是神儿子的工作。
This is the work of the Son of God.
神呼召我们。
God has called us.
哦，他给我们这个得以成圣的生命。
He gives us His life to be sanctified.
现在他领着我们。
Now He leads us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神儿子的荣耀，他进到荣耀的里面。
And His glory, He has entered into glory.
现在回到我们的里面。
Now he has come back to us.
带领许多的儿子一同进到荣耀的里面。
And he has to lead many sons into glory.
我们下面看神的儿子在治理神的家。
And God's Son of God is over God's house.
希伯来书第三章讲了神的儿子在建造神的家。
In the chapter 3 of Hebrews, it talks about the Son of God constructing the house of God.
我们知道刚才讲的神的家就是神的同在的地方。
The house of God is where God's presence
神的荣耀所在的地方。
Where God's glory dwells.
是神祝福所在的地方。
Where God's blessing dwells.
但需要一个条件什么呢？就圣洁。
But there is a requirement. You need to be holy.
而我们知道我们没有神的圣洁。
We know we don't have the holiness of God.
是因此神的儿子干什么？还是建造神的家。
Therefore, the Son of God is building up the house of God.
我们知道他的建造一定是神儿子建造。
His construction needs to be done by the Son of God.
因为什么呢？因为神的儿子是用生命来建造我们。
Because he uses his own life to build us.
因为整个神的家有一个条件，这都是什么？都是众子，都是儿女才在家的里面。
The entire household of God has one requirement. You need to be a child of the Lord.
所以因此我们要重生呢，在神的家里面。
Therefore, we need to be born again to be in the house of God. 什么叫做重生呢？What is to be born again?
就是神儿子的生命在我们里面。
That is the life of the Son of God in us.
是神的儿子，什么叫神的儿子建造我们呢？
What is it for the Son of God to build upon us?
就把他自己这个生命的性情啊，要建造在我们的里面。
He is building on us his own nature and life.
因为只有神的儿子十全十美。
Because only he is perfect.
你晓得我们这些人生下来就开始建造自己。
So when we were born, we start building ourselves.
一个人生下来还很小的看见他，这个很小，从小的看到大，他什么人呢？就能看得出来。
You can see from a young person when he grows up to be.
假如没有好的引导他的话，他所有的毛病将来长大都在他身上。
If you don't lead him to go the right way, all his faults will eventually show.
我告诉你，所有人呢有几个通常同样的毛病。
So many people have the same type of faults.
第一个毛病叫自私。
They're selfish.
人不为己，人还不为了自己。
If a man does not live for himself,
天都会把你杀掉。
Heaven will strike you.
其实讲到中文讲什么自私啊，是人的本性。
So to be selfish is our own nature.
主耶稣是完全跟我们不一样的。
But Jesus is different.
耶稣为大家的。
Jesus lived for all.
可能今天坐在下面有人不服气。
Maybe some people will not believe
this. 你比如你讲自私，讲你自己。
Well, you talk about selfish, talk about yourself.
我哪自私啊？我对人最好，我最够朋友了。
I'm never selfish. I'm always friendly and generous.
啊，我这呢，我有床给朋友睡，我有床让朋友睡。
I if I have a bed, I'll let
my friend have it. 我有饭让朋友吃。
If I have something to eat, I'll let my friend have it.
我有钱让朋友花。
And I'll share my money with my
friend. 我告诉你啊，是你的好朋友才能花你的钱。
Of course, you have to be a good friend to share yours.
对你不好的朋友，你让他花钱，你才不会让他花呢。
You won't let someone that's not a good friend.
主耶稣是爱敌的。
Share.But Jesus loved his enemies.
是人没有这个东西的。
We don't have the same life.
因此神什么呢？要把这个东西建造在我们的里面。
Therefore, God wants to build his life within us.
光建造这一个，我看我们大都觉得不可能。
Just to make this one construction, it's almost
impossible. 我们知道，要神的儿子要来建造神的家。
The Son of God needs to build up his house.
在圣经里两个人呢，是我最喜欢的两个人。
There's two persons in the Bible that I like most.
是摩西。
Moses in the Old Testament.
新约是保罗。
And Paul in the New Testament.
两个人都聪明绝顶。
They are so intelligent.
而且呢，都是学问大的不得了。
And they are so educated.
做事都是成功第一把人。
And they are so successful in all they do.
在地上，我碰到很多成功的人。
I met so many successful people in the world.
所有成功人呢，就有一个特点。
There's one characteristic about people who are successful.
很少人的脾气好。
There's very few of them are good-natured.
因为他成功了嘛。
Because he is successful.
是他要求别人跟他完全一样。
So he asks people to be the same.
很少这个脾气不是坏的急得不得了。
And they are often quick-tempered.
他一想就想到答案了。
And he can think of the answers.
你想了十圈还搞不清楚。
But you can never think about it.
他就开始骂人了。
So he starts scolding people.
你不能怪他。
But you can't blame him.
因为你笨嘛，他聪明。
Because you're not as intelligent as him.
啊，以前我去给老板做事，他是聪明，非常聪明的人。
So one of my boss was very, very intelligent.
啊，我也觉得自己不笨呢，但常常挨骂。
I don't think I'm not intelligent, but I often get rebuked.
因为他想的比我还远一点。
Because he always thinks further than me.
脾气又急啊。
And he was very impatient.
啊，真的很难跟他在一起。
So I found it very difficult to deal with him.
我们的保罗弟兄也是一样。
But our brother Paul was the same.
保罗传福音，你看刚开始。
When Paul was preaching the gospel.
使徒行传传福音的时候，保罗传福音哪些能力很大能力啊
？When you see in the book of Acts when he's preaching the gospel, he has such power.
而且神真理非常清楚。
And he knows the truth of God.
有圣灵的大能。
And with the power of the Holy. Spirit, He's full of faith.
他一传福音，很多人相信。
And whenever he preached the gospel, many believed.
有的时候也很多人不信。
But many times people didn't.
他一碰到不信的怎么办呢？
And when people didn't believe, what did he do?
就是抖衣服了。
So he shakes his robe.
把他们像灰尘抖掉。
Just like dust, he shakes them off.
人不信就慢点跺脚。
So if you don't believe, I will shake the dust off my feet.
把脚上的灰尘跺掉。
Shake the dust off my feet.
你看看传福音呢，我传福音呢，得救的人不多啊。
So when I was preaching the gospel, not many people believed.
是从来不敢抖衣服呢。
But I never dared to shake my robe.
搞不好自己被抖掉了。
Maybe don't shake me off.
保罗有资格抖衣服的。
But Paul had this right to shake his robe.
在帖撒罗尼迦传几个安息日啊，大家什么呢？多少人信主啊
？So when he's preaching, so many people believe.
路斯德以格念传福音，多少人信主啊？在耶定传福音，很多人信主。
And when he preached, whenSo many people believe in the Lord.
碰不信怎么办呢
？And when people didn't believe, what did he do?
保罗开始辩论。
Paul started debating.
辩论还不信怎么办呢
？If after debating they still didn't believe,
抖衣服。
He started shaking his robe.
抖衣服还不信怎么办呢
after death, they still didn't believe. Then he shake off the dust off his feet.
啊，他们不信怎么办呢？
So what happens after that?
保罗就走了。
So he leaves.
听说保罗真的没你，我不能怪他，因为他能力太大了。
I can't blame him because he has such power.
慢慢到使徒行传，看到二六二七二十八章。
But at the end of Book of Acts.
他再也不抖衣服了。
He stopped shaking his robe.
这个人改变了。
This man was changed.
人不信怎么办呢？
What happens when people didn't believe?
他说神的话是神的美意，神的旨意是这样子。
God's word is God's will.
没有办法。
I cannot do anything.
是神在那边，神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
我就相信神。
I can only believe in God.
弟兄们，这个人改变了。
This man has changed.
怎么能改变呢？
How can one change?
因为是神的儿子在治理神的家。
Because God's Son is ruling over his house.
神的儿子治理神的家。
What does it mean for the Son of God to rule over his house?
儿子自己的生命要服侍在我们的里面。
He wants to give us his own life, serve us with his own life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神在那边给我们一个大的恩典啊。
And this is a great grace that God has given us.
摩西也是一样。
And Moses was the same.
摩西在民数记的里面第民数记十二章里面讲的说。啊，摩西为人谦和，胜过世上众人。
In the book of Numbers, Moses was described as the most humble person.
最谦和的人，讲了最属灵的人。
The most humble and the most spiritual.
摩西原来是完全不是这样子。
But Moses was not like that.
神的儿子治理神的家。
But the Son of God is ruling over His house.
要把一个生命坐在我们的里面。
He wants to build a life with.
让我们成为这一般的人。
That we can become this type of people.
所以在这边讲的说，这是我们神家中伟大的盼望和胆量。
And this is our hope and courage in the house of God.
在这边，我们有这个盼望。
We have this hope.
我们有这个胆量。
We have this courage.
什么叫有这个胆量呢？
What does it mean to have this courage?
你发现希伯来书很重要讲那个胆量的时候，跟我们的宣告很有关系。
Proclamation and courage is often closely related in the book of Hebrews.
三章的第一节说，
In verse 1,
我们被我同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为的实质为大祭司耶稣。
Apostle and high priest whom we confess.
这边认为是说 confess 承认。
Confess is to proclaim.
是神的家中让人有信心的讲信心的话。
So if we need to have faith in the house of God, we need to confess the words of faith.
哎，我们要有信心。我们再读第四章好不好？希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
我们先来读。
Therefore,
我们既然有一位已经升高天君荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道，这承认也是 confession 讲出来。
Profess is also confess.
所以讲了十六节说什么呢？我们只管坦然无惧，有胆量。
So in verse 16, we can come to him with in boldness.
这个坦然无惧就是希伯来书二章讲的胆量。
And this boldness is the courage.
我们再读第十章，好不好？
In chapter 10,
我们读第二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们先读第十九节啊，再读第二三十九节。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，好，二十三节，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。这边承认的也是 confession， 讲出来。
We profess.To confess,
我们前面讲的坦然无惧呢，下面讲要承认，要讲出来。
So if we have the confidence, we have to confess this.
我们最后读十三章的第六节。
Chapter 13, verse 6.
我们先来读。所以我们可以呢，放胆说，主是帮助我的，我并不惧怕，人能把我怎么样？这边讲的什么呢？你胆量不惧怕，我们讲，我们敢说。
So we have this confidence, and we will say this.
神的家有盼望。
The hope is in the house of God.
但大家很多时候什么呢？他不大敢说。
But many people dare not confess.
为什么呢？因为我们看看眼见的，而觉得好像是盼望很渺小。
Because when we look around us, the hope is
far away. 但是也不敢说没盼望啊。
But we dare not to say we have no
hope. 你说没盼望的话呢，那个良心会定罪，一定也会定罪。
Because Brother E will tell you something if you say you have no hope.
但是呢，不敢说。
So you dare not say that.
实际上神的家什么有盼望什么要说出来。
But if you have the hope in the house of God, you have to confess this. This is your courage. Because faith is associated with courage.
信心跟话语也连在一起的。
And faith is associated with words.
看我们敢不敢说。
Can you speak?
你看在圣经里面很多人一说话神在做事情。
Many times in the Bible when people speak, God will work. 我很佩服
啊就在列王记下第五章啊一个以色列的小女子你们记不记得这故事
Do you remember in 2 Kings a small servant girl of Israel?
她 被亚兰王呢掳的跟亚兰王的乃曼将军的太太呢所帮他忙的小侍女。
She was captured to be a maid in Captain Naaman's household.
她在她家里面做过最卑贱的事情。
The most humble things that she has to do
in that house.
But she has the courage to say something.
她讲什么话你记不记得巴不得我的主人去见什么呢撒玛利亚的什么呢先知。
I wish that my Lord can go see this prophet in Samaria.
他必定能够治好他的病。
He will heal him.
这个人真大胆啊。
This girl had lots of courage.
她不知道她主人会当真的。
And she didn't know that this
是医没医好回来那个小侍女没命啊
This captain took it for real
但是让小侍女敢讲
But she dared to say it
那个君王啊撒玛利亚的君王都还不敢相信啊
Even the king in Samaria dare not believe this
你看到这个小女子她敢讲
But this little servant girl she believed
巴不得我的主人
I wish that my lord
去见撒玛利亚的先知
Can go see that prophet in Samaria
他必定能治好他的大麻风
He will heal him
这句话叫什么呢叫胆量
And this is a courage.
神就借这个话去感动乃曼。
And through these words, God moved Naaman.
神就让乃曼去得医治回来来敬拜神。
And through this matter of Naaman getting healed,
神在以色列国找不到人说信心的话，就到敌国去借个以色列小女子讲信心的话。
People will worship God because God cannot find people in the country of Israel to worship
Him. 弟兄们，我们要有信心。
We have to have faith.
我们有可夸的盼望。
We have a hope that is to be boasted of.
都不在我们
It's not of us
都在耶稣基督
It's of Jesus
他一定能够治理神的家
He will rule over the house of God
这是我们可夸的盼望
This is the hope we have both of
下面传这个东西
And we have to confess this
所认为的实质
We have to confess
思想主耶稣
And consider Jesus
要思想我们所认为的实质为大祭司的耶稣
We have to consider Jesus who we confess to beApostle and high priest.
这跟你年龄没有关系。
It has nothing to do with your age.
这跟你的各方面情都没有关系。
It has nothing to do with yourself.
这跟神的建造你很有关系。
But it has something to do with how God is building you.
你若是一直让神在这方面建造你。
If you allow God to build upon you.
你是一直可以讲有信心话的人。
Then you can say words with faith.
我今年呢，主也给我机会能够悔改。
And this year God gave me a chance to repent.
悔改像婴孩一样。
Repent to be like a child.
因为我今年呢在服侍大专弟兄姊妹们。
Because I have to serve the college students.
跟一些十几至二十人在一起，你一定要回转呀。
Because when you are with college students, you need to change back.
啊，你不能老气横秋在一起，他们不理你。
You cannot act like your age, or else they won't talk to you.
使他们回转跟他们在一起。
So you need to turn back to be with them.
哎，很有意思啊！主要让我在学新的功课。
And it's very interesting. God is teaching me new things.
我发现今天呢，年纪大年轻的都同样毛病啊。
And I find the same common fault in people
of all age. 什么都信了，就是不信神的话。
They believe anything except the word of God.
哎，很奇怪，我们有次在聚会，有个姊妹啊，她就说她很不快乐。
So once we were meeting, a sister told me she was so unhappy.
我说我今年是你的年龄，我快乐死了。
I said if I were your age, I would be so happy.
我说你什么不快乐？
What causes you to be unhappy?
啊，给我讲一大堆。
So she told me so many things.
功课的难处。
So studies are so difficult.
说他有个难处，他很不会跟人做朋友。
And she doesn't know how to make friends.
哎，我没有朋友哎。
I have no friends.
我说主耶稣是我们最好朋友，但我不能这么讲啊。
Of course, I want to tell her Jesus is our best friend, but I can't tell her that.
我说教会有很多朋友啊。
I said, well, you have friends in church.
我班上一个都没有啊。
But I have no friends in school.
啊，弟兄们们，主给我智慧啊！啊，我就慢慢怎么来服侍他。
So God gave me wisdom to serve her.
啊，慢慢讲，你不能发脾气啊！你发脾气那不行啊。
You can't.Lose your temper.
比如说，这个人打一顿就好了，就不能这样子。
And sometimes I thought that they all they need is a spanking, but I can't say that.
有饭吃就好了。哎呀，你不能这么讲。
I can't tell them, well, you have food to eat.
回转，回转。
You need to turn your heart
around. 慢慢交通，慢慢交通。
To slowly fellowship with them.
都讲完以后啊。
And after we finish.
她问我一个问题。
She asked me one thing.
她说：“弟兄啊。”
She said, "Brother Yi."
你怎么这么喜乐啊？
How come you're so happy?
哎，我说感谢主，我还有点喜乐啊。
I said, "Oh, praise the Lord! I still have a little happiness left." I said, sister,
there's
some difference between us.
It's
It's not that I don't have difficulty. I don't have sorrow.
我不是因为没有下沉。
And not because I'm not depressed.
但是我所有讲的话都有信心的话。
But I have words of faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要讲有信心话。
Do we want to speak words of faith?
很奇妙啊！我讲有信心的话。
When I say words of faith,
因为有信心不是你们是我。
The first one that gained the faith is me.
我们若将大声说，可夸的盼望和胆量，坚持到底，我们是什么？神的家。
If we hold on to the word, if we hold on to the courage and the hope that we boast of, then we will be the house of God.
有盼望。
There is hope in the house of God.
神的家有胆量。
There is courage in the house of God.
神要胆量的，有人敢讲。
And you need to have someone who confess this courage.
不是讲我的经历。
Not to say our own experience.
不是讲我的感觉。
Not to say our own feelings.
是讲神的话。
But to say the word of God.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
治理神的家。
Is ruling over God's house.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
正在治理神的家。
He is over God's
house. 看见这一个。
And if you see that.
想这个。
Then you confess it.
要说这个。
Then you have to speak.
信心就起来了。
Then your faith will rise.
没有一件事拦阻神的儿子。
There is nothing who can hinder the Son of God.
也没有一件事拦阻神儿子进荣耀。
And there is nothing will prevent him from entering to glory.
弟兄姊妹们，你看，我们借着我们的承认，能够影响我们这个人。
Through our confession, we will be influenced.
也借着我们的承认，能影响整个神的家。
Through our confession, we will influence the whole house of God.
神的家中充满了信心。
That the faith will be filled in the house of God.
神的家中充满了爱。
That God's house will be full of love.
希伯来书第三章，神的家的特点充满了盼望。
In chapter 3 of Hebrews, it says the characteristic of house of God is that it has hope.
有一个外国很有名的哲学家说，在人类叫做致死的疾病。
There is a saying that a famous saying that there is a
致死一定会死的病。
There is a disease that will surely cause death.
叫做绝望。
And this is hopelessness.
一个人绝望了，他一定死。
If a man is hopeless, he will die.
所以说医生看病人还看他有希望，还说有希望。
So when a physician sees a patient, he says, "Well, this man has hope. Then there is hope."
他没有没有希望人死得可快了。
If a man has no hope, he will die sooner.
我们有希望人老不死奇怪。
Someone who has hope, he'll never just won't die.
其实我们的病人这样子，他就还不死。
Even no matter how sick he is, he won't die.
那保罗说被打倒了，哎，还没死就爬起来了。
Just like Paul, he was stricken, but he did not die.
摸摸气没气的。
People felt his breath and felt no breath.
摸摸脉搏没脉搏呢。
And he has no pulse.
摸摸心脏已经不跳了。
And they couldn't feel a heartbeat.
还就是不死呢。
But he wouldn't die.
这基督徒很妙哎。
And this is such a wonderful thing about.
你看他们说对不对？他们有盼望哎。他们就有盼望。
Because they have hope.
哎，很奇怪，地上人呢，他心里在跳。
So many times the people on this world
又比我们胖又比我们脸红，但是就是不想活。
They look healthier than us, but they don't want to live.
你看到我们基督徒吗？这个什么有盼望啊
？But we have hope.
有没有盼望，弟兄姊妹们
？Do you have hope？
啊，个个有盼望啊。
Every one of you have hope.
弟兄姊妹们，可夸的盼望。
This is a hope we can boast of.
我们的胆量坚持到底，我们是怎么大声说
？If we hold fast to our courage, then we are the house of God.
基督徒就是死不了。
Because Christians cannot die.
教会就死不了。
And church cannot die.
死了就复活了。
If we ask it to die, it will resurrect.
是什么呢？就盼望。
Because we have hope.
弟兄姊妹们，盼望在我们的里面。
The hope is within us.
你只要有盼望。
If you have hope.
谁打你也没办法。
No one can do anything with you.
保罗石头打都打不死，你说他急不急？
No one can stone Paul to death.
把保罗打死了，拉到城外面去了。
They even dumped him outside the gate.
他们要回去请人办安息聚会了。
And they were going to conduct a service for him.
保罗站起来走了。
But Paul stood up and walked away.
没办法，人对他就没有办法。
No one can do anything with him.
因为保罗有盼望。
Because he has hope.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，教会要充满着盼望。
The church has to be full of hope.
不要让那个致死的病在我们当中。
We do not want hopelessness in us.
若有，把它赶出去。
If there is in us, then we have to chase it out.
奉主名赶。
In the name of the Lord,
把所有的绝望统统赶出去。
We chase away all hopelessness.
我们要有信心，讲有信心的话。
We want to speak the words of faith.
神的儿子在治理神的家。
Because the Son of God is over His house.
可夸的盼望和胆量。
We have this courage and a hope we can boast.
耶稣改变我们。
And Jesus is changing us.
耶稣给我们恩典。
Jesus gives us grace.
要建造我们。
He is building us.
把东西建造在我们的里面。
He is building something within us.
把盼望建造在我们里面。
He is building hope within us.
把信心、爱心、盼望 通通进到神的家里。
He's building the hope and the faith and the love in the house of God.
弟兄们，我们可能比别人还软弱。
We may be weaker than our enemies.
我们可能各方面赶不上很多人。
And we cannot be compared to many people.
但是我们里面充满了盼望啊。
So we are full of hope.
论到耶稣基督，哇，
Consider Jesus.
不得了的真是，弟兄们，这神喜欢我们相信他。
God wants us to believe him.
弟兄们，我们看到底希伯来书这边要讲些什么东西呢？
So in Hebrews, what is it talking about?
这边讲了三样东西。
About three things.
一个讲到一个人。
It talks about one man.
第二讲到呢一个地方。
About one place.
第三个讲到呢一条道路。
And about a way.
我们看第四章的里面这边。
In chapter four.
我们第二章就讲到过，有一个人是神的儿子。
We already talked about in chapter two. There's one
man. 有一个地方是将来的荣耀。
And there's a place. It's a hope.
有一条道路叫引进到荣耀里去的道路。
And there's a place called glory, and there's a way, the way to glory.
到第四章里面是一样。
And in chapter four, it's the same.
第四章的第十四节。
In chapter four, verse 14.
我们有一位升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
Therefore, we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens.
十六节说，坦然无惧，来到施恩宝座前。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
第四章讲到那个人是讲大祭司。
So we talk about the man, the high priest.
升入高天大祭司。
Greater than heaven.
讲的那个地方呢，就是施恩宝座。
And we talk about the throne of grace.
这边有一条道路呢，坦然无惧来到施恩宝座。
There is a way to come before the throne of
grace. 六章的末了又讲到有一个地方。
In chapter six, it talks about another place.
要讲的一个人是二十节，六章二十节讲的一个人。
In verse 20.
这个人是做先锋的耶稣基督。
It talks about Jesus who went before us.
叫做麦基洗的档次。
In the order of Melchizedek.
为我们进入幔内。
And he has entered into the veil.
这边讲的幔内是什么东西呢？
What does it talk about enter this curtain?
就十八节讲的说，对我们而言呢，叫做避难所。
It is a refuge for us.
所以这边有一个地方呢，叫做避难所。
There is a place called a refuge for us.
这边有一个人呢，是做先锋的耶稣呢，叫做麦基洗德做大祭司。
And there is a man called Jesus, according to the order of Melchizedek.
现在讲有一条道路要进到那个避难所的里面。
And there is a way.To enter into the refuge.
我们再看第十章的里面十九节又讲了同样东西。
And in chapter 10, in verse 19, it talks about the same thing.
他说这边十九节说，我们因耶稣的血得以坦然进到至圣所。
We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
借助他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，又讲的道路。
By a new and living way opened for us.
二十一节讲了有一位大祭司。
And in 21, it says we have a great priest.
希伯来书告诉我们有一个人。
So in the entire book of Hebrews talks about one person.
有一个地方。
About a place.
有一条道路。
And about a way.
这讲到我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
我们要认识耶稣基督是谁，那个人是谁。
We have to know who Jesus is. That is the person.
要知道他为我们预备什么地方。
We want to know the place he has prepared for us.
耶稣去为我们预备地方。
He has gone forth.
第三方面要知道一条道路。
Before us to prepare a place. And he has prepared a way.
有的人就有盼望。
There is a person for us, then there's
有个地方就有盼望。
If there's a place reserved for us,
有个道路就有盼望。
If there's a way for us, there is hope.
很多时候没有路就没有盼望。
So many times when there's no way for us, there's no hope.
明天我们准备来讲一条道路。
So tomorrow we want to talk about the way.
今天呢，我们先讲，把人再做稍微简单的做个结束。
So we want to summarize what we talk about today about the person.
希伯来书讲三样，我们再重复，一个讲什么呢？
So three,
一个人，
the person, the great priest.
第二讲的什么呢？一个地方。
The place。
这个地方呢，用三个来说明。一个讲到呢，至圣所。一个讲的什么呢？施恩座。第三讲的什么呢？避难所。
The holy place, the throne of grace, and the refuge。
啊，三个讲了一个地方。
So、
第三讲了一条道路。
And the third thing talk about a way。
是我们认识这三样，弟兄姐妹们，我们基督徒呢，就有人来帮助我们。
If we know these three things, there is someone who help us。
我们知道往哪里去。
And we know where we're going.
最重要，有条道路可以进去。
And we know there is a way for us to enter in.
好，我们最后来看认识这位大祭司。
So lastly, we want to know who this high priest is.
我们一开始讲到，不知道你们忘掉没有啊
？Did you forget what I said from the beginning?
啊，希伯来书一章第三节那一句话，我们把当时把钥匙的，他怎么样洗净人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。 这边讲到主耶稣两方面的工作。
The key to the entire book of Hebrews in Hebrews 1:3.
第一方面的工作呢，是讲在地上的工作。
It talks about Jesus' work on the earth.
为我们钉十字架。
He has been crucified for
us. 为我们流血，为我们舍命。
He has shed his life and blood for us.
这个我想我们都认识。
We know that.
为什么不认？我们都认识呢
？Why do we all know that?
因为我天天用这个东西。
Because we use this every day.
啊，也是碰一个弟兄呢，从别这个。教会呢，到台北跟我们在一起。
So a person, a brother once came to our church from
another place. 他们教会呀、啊、是这种情形。
Because,
他告诉他的教会这种情形。
He told me that his church uses faith.
每个礼拜天呢，到主耶稣面前来的时候。
Every Sunday when they come before the Lord.
他们认罪也要认半个小时以上。
They have to confess for half an hour.
我今天来了。
Lord, I have come.
我这个礼拜罪你要赦免。
I have to
礼拜一的
罪 ask you forgiveness for my sins on Monday.
礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六。
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
礼拜天我来了。
And Sunday I'm here.
求主耶稣血洗我的罪。
And I ask your blood to cleanse me.
所以他们认罪要认半小时。
So they spend half an hour to repent and confess.
大概洗得差不多干净。
And they feel that they're probably cleansed.
这是主耶稣在地上的工作。
And this is what Jesus has worked on earth. 也
是大祭司，就是亚伦等次的祭司。
And this is the high priest, the order, according to the order of Aaron.
什么叫亚伦的等次呢？
What does it mean to be in the order of Aaron?
在地上为我们流血洗我们罪的工作，耶稣基督这方面工作叫做亚伦的等次。
The work that Jesus has done for us on earth to shed his blood for us to purify our sins.
现在耶稣基督在天上的工作。
But there is another work in heaven.
现在工作是什么工作？
And what is that?
是住在我们的里面。
He wants to dwell in us.
把天带到我们的里面。
He wants to bring heaven to us.
要做什么呢？让我们过一个不犯罪的生活。
That we can live a life without sin.
才我们就光是认罪。
Not that we just confess our sin.
然后呢，赦罪。
And he forgives us.
然后洗净罪。
And he cleanses us.
弄干净以后。
After we are cleansed.
再去犯罪。
Then we sin again.
所以在这里就转来转去。
Then we come becoming this futile cycle.
所以整个希伯来书呢，是使徒让我们认识呢，属天大祭司。
But the entire book of Hebrews lets us know that there is a heavenly priest
内住在我们的里面。
That's the one that dwells within us.
这边呢，使徒就用一个字叫做麦基洗德的等级的大祭司。
And it describes him according to the order of Melchizedek.
好，我们很快来看到底麦基洗德是什么意思。
So quickly, we want to know what that means.
我们看第七章的第一节。
In chapter 7, verse 1.
我们读第一节啊。这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司。好，听到这边啊，我们读第二节的，他头一个名字翻出来就是仁义王。
His name means King of Righteousness.
又名撒冷王。
King of Salem.
就是平安王的意思。
Meaning King of Peace.
就麦基洗德这个名字很长啊，主要的意思是什么呢？他是王。
Now Melchizedek was a long name, but the meaning is that he is king.
他坐在高天至大者的右边。
He's seated beside the right hand of the Most High.
他是君王。
He is king.
所以头一个我们知道，这个大祭司是君王。
This high priest is a king.
他跟摩西、亚伦不一样。
He is different from Moses or
Aaron. 因为摩西、亚伦是仆人。
Because Moses and Aaron were servants.
你看，摩西在地上带以色列百姓出埃及的时候，摩西很辛苦。
So when Moses led the people out from Egypt, he was working very hard.
哎，为什么呢？因为百姓常常不听话。
Because many times the people rebelled.
跟我们一样，不听话。
Just like us, we want to rebel.
所以百姓一不听摩西话，一反对摩西了，摩西干什么是吧
？Every time they rebel, what did Moses do?
你们说他干什么？就趴在地上，对不对
？He bowed down on the earth.
因为他是仆人嘛，主啊，我不行，我趴在地上。
So because he is a servant, he says, Lord, I cannot lead these people.
今天主耶稣，我们不听主耶稣话，主耶稣干什么？
But today when we rebel against the Lord, what does the Lord do?
耶稣没趴在地上。
Does the Lord bow down on the
ground? 他干嘛？
No.
他坐在高天至大者的右边，他是君王。
He has been seated in the right hand of the Most High.
你不听我话，对不对？
If you don't listen to me,
我不讲话。
Then I won't say a word.
我坐在那边。
I will just be seated.
他是君王。
Because he is king.
他管理万有。
He controls all things.
他万事互相什么？
All things
work
together.
叫什么呢？爱神人的益处。他管理万
事。For the good of those who love the Lord.
我好多年前呢，这个三十多年前呢，来这边读书。
30 years ago, I was studying here.
那时候也很苦啊。
You said that was difficult.
拿的奖学金呢，很值钱。
I have a scholarship.
但是奖学金也不是很多啊。
But that wasn't very much.
等着毕业以后啊，找到头一个 job、嗯。
So after I graduated, I found the first job.
我去纽约找到头一个 job。
In New York.
从主让我第一个公司就找到事情，说主多爱我。
the first application I found a job.
我敲门进去啊，我一说，哎，你就马上要了我，就给我钱。
As soon as I entered the door, they want me.
他说你不要多，一个礼拜只要150块美金就可以了。
So they said they will give me $150.
问他要150块钱，他马上答应，不是很后悔的。
Because that's what I was told to ask. When I said that, they will take me immediately.
一个月赚600美金呢，那时候30年前很多钱了。
But $600 a month was a lot 30 years ago.
我暑假 summer job 找他们工作。
So summer times I found a job.
哎呀，我没有感恩呢。
But I was not thankful.
我在开什么呢？每个礼拜天出去玩。
So I went out to play on Sundays.
我说我要把所有的纽约那个 beach 通通去游泳，通通玩，爬山游啊，全都玩了。
I want to go to all the beaches and mountains in New York.
啊，聚会，哎，以后再讲吧。
I'll go to church later.
从来没玩过，很就那时候很辛苦。
Because I never gone to play.
啊，一面赚钱。
So I worked hard.
一面存钱。
And I saved up some money.
花钱去玩去。
And I spent the money to play.
没有想到主耶稣。
I did not think about the Lord.
主爱拜我。
Does the Lord love me?
啊，坐在天上至大者的右边。
He has been seated at the right hand of the Most High.
安排万事互相效力。
And he has ordered everything to work together.
那时候我就买了部汽车，是旧的新的旧车。
So I bought a new car for me. It was a used car.
那个车子多便宜了，200块就买到了。
I bought it for $200.
我记得是1958年的 Plymouth 那个车。
It was a 1958 Plymouth.
哎呀，买这车高兴的不得了。
I was so happy with it.
就要开车回家去。
So I was driving home.
那时候礼拜天买车啊。我去当去保险。
So on Sunday, I bought the car and I wanted to buy insurance.
那电脑啊，那个保险那个人过，那个 agent 跟我说，今天绝对不能开车。
But there was no computer then because it was Sunday. The agent told me not to drive today.
你明天早上把信寄出去，明天开没问题，今天绝对不能开。
But you can start driving tomorrow.
我说好，我啰嗦了。
I said yeah, sure.
那我就开车就走了。
So I drove.
一出去，那个走远的 bang 就撞那。
As soon as I drove out, I got an accident.
奇怪，那个红绿灯就没看见呢。
I didn't see the traffic lights.
啊，下来一个太太呢，开个 Chevrolet 把我后撞，她车子很大，她没什么一点点坏，我后面整个后面的惨不忍惨不忍睹。
A Chevrolet bumped into me.
啊，那时候什么呢？就撞一下了，撞一下我就回去以后啊，所有人跟我讲了，这句话呢绝对不能认错啊。
But somebody told me that you can never admit your fault.
一定说错是别人的。
Always say the other person was at fault.
而且那个人跟我讲今天不能开车。
But that insurance agent told me not to drive today.
管他，你说你没听见。
Just say you didn't hear it.
所有的点子都是坏点子。
So all these people gave me bad ideas.
因为我里面清不清楚啊？
But do I know clearly in my heart?
Yes. 我们的主坐在宝座上。
Our Lord is sitting at the right hand of the Most High.
你要不听话，他跟摩西不一样，摩西要趴在地上，他不需要。
He's different from Moses. He doesn't need to bow down on the ground.
调动万有。
He orders and controls all things.
让我们得到益处。
For the good of those who love him.
那就棒一下。
So after that accident,
保险公司不会赔我的。
The insurance company refused.
所有数额赚的钱呢，通通赔掉了。
I gave up all the money I earned.
但是里面呢，撞醒了。
But I woke up in
sorrow. 第二个礼拜天呢，赶快做礼拜。
Second Sunday, I went to church.
从那以后，礼拜天不敢不聚会啊。
And every Sunday, I went to church since then.
你说一弟兄你太胆小了。
And you say, you don't have enough courage.
啊，我们棒几下不在乎啊，我们。
We don't care if we get into accident.
看谁厉害。
We'll see who gets to the end.
啊，不要那么愚昧啊。
Don't be foolish.
我们的主坐在高天之大者的右边。
Our Lord is seated at the right hand of the Most High.
调动所有的万有。
He controls all.
他是君王。
He is the king.
他是大祭司。
He is the high priest.
他所有的目的叫我们来到他的面前。
He wants to use all means to bring us before him.
让我们回到他的家里。
To return into his house.
为什么做硬心的人一直在流荡呢？
Why do you want to be hardened and wander away?
圣经上说，天父他管教我们。
The heavenly Father disciplines us.
他让我们和他的圣洁有份。
So that we can partake of His holiness.
让我们能起来走这条道路。
So we can walk on this way.
好多人呢、啊，都是要帮一下就清楚了。
So after accidents, many people wake up.
啊，在台北我们一个张志新弟兄讲，一直传福音他就不相信主啊。
There was a brother in Taipei that refused to believe after so many times we preached.
有人到他家去传一切，他就给他太太骗人，他就说他不在家。
So many times when people go to his house, he'll tell his wife to tell the guests
he's not home.
And he'll just play mahjong in the back and tell his wife we're not home.
弟兄一听呢，也不好意思进去了，就算了。
But the brother did not want to go in after he heard that.
有些弟兄啊，他不管了，要进去。
But some brothers didn't care what he said. He
still wanted to go.
And he'll still say, I heard him in the back. I want to go preach the gospel
with him.
So when he hears this in the back, so as soon as the people come in the front, he'll run out the back window. Because he doesn't want to believe in Jesus. And one time he got into a great car accident. Our Lord is the King. He has been seated at the right hand of the Most High. He upholds all things. Everything that happens to us because he loves us. Every blow is of benefit to us. That we may return. He is not Moses or the servant. He is the Son of God. He is the King. He is the King. All things listen to him. All the angels obey him. Angels are ministering spirits. So that people who receive the salvation will receive the benefits. Because he is the King. Let's read chapter 7, verse 16.
我们都一起来读。他成为祭司，并不是照属肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命的大能。因为这个第二方面，他是照着生命来服侍我们。
He served us with his life.
这跟摩西不一样。
Different from Moses.
他把生命给我们。
He has given us his life.
改变我们。
He wants to change us.
让我们越来越有信心。
So that we have faith.
让我们能够改变。
So we can be changed.
是第一方面他是君王，第二方面他叫做生命来服侍我们。
So first he is a king, but secondly he serves us with his life.
你看我们信主信久以后，我们都改变了。
So after we have believed in the Lord for a long time, we're changed.
哎，好多人说奇怪，我怎么都变了呢
？So many people wonder how I have changed.
因为主改变了我们。
Because the Lord is changing us.
软弱的变成刚强了。
The weak become strong.
高傲的变成谦卑了。
The proud become humble.
急躁的变得有忍耐。
The impatient become patient.
那有一对夫妇啊，从美国回台湾。
There was a couple returning from the States to Taiwan.
啊，因为他先生觉得在台湾呢，那个 career 很好，可以发展。
Because the husband believed that in Taiwan his career will have a better
chance. 他太太绝对不要回去。
But the wife didn't want to go back.
不过有个最主要原因是什么呢？
But the main reason she did.
因为是回台湾的，他不要从哪听的。那个男人回来台湾就会变坏。
Oh, she didn't want to go back to Taiwan because she thinks that all men will
回台湾以后都会学坏。
Will learn all the bad habits in Taiwan.
因为他们做生意啊，真的很多坏事，做很多坏事情。
Because there are many bad things people do in business.
我真的很好，你们看。
But so I was very good.
后来她说什么呢？你回去前给她丈夫就约法三章。
So she made a rule with.
你回去做生意可以。
She made a pact with her husband before they returned.
每天晚上回家睡觉。
She said, "You need to return home every night."
你丈夫太想回台湾了。
But the husband really wanted to go back to Taiwan.
什么字都签了。
So he'll sign anything.
就回台湾做事。
So they went back to Taiwan.
最初就很早回来睡觉。
So in the beginning, he always returned home to sleep.
他说在那个地方就身不由己。
But
没有办法，就在那个地方做生意没有办法。
But his business was not going well.
有时候妈妈不是 business 不能，他在那做 business 就偏回家，就晚上有应酬了。
Oh, but his business requires him to stay late.
慢慢的越来越晚，越来越晚，越来越晚。
So he comes home later and later.
他的太太就每天祷告啊，不放心。
And his wife prayed every night.
哎呀，这很辛苦啊。
And this was getting very difficult.
丈夫白天上班回家，嘟嘟嘟，烦都烦死。
So after he returns home from a hard day's work, he still has to listen to all these grumblings. 就
有一天晚上。
So one night.
他有一天呢，他丈夫打电话回来了。
So one night he called home.
他今天晚上我不回家了。
Tonight I cannot return home.
我要到新竹去出差。
Because I have to go on a business trip.
然后等你们出完差以后，还要吃饭，吃完饭以后很晚，然后今天晚上住在新竹不回来了。
And because it's going to be so late that I better stay there overnight.
哎呀，他太太拿着药差点昏倒。
And after she heard it, she almost fainted.
啊，就开始讲了。
She started grumbling and complaining.
讲完还没讲一半，这丈夫电话挂上，说对不起，我很忙啊，挂上。
But before she even finished, he hung up already.
啊，就发现人什么呢？没办法，人很痛苦。
And we find out that people cannot.
晚上啊，她在那痛哭啊，或者是哭。
So she cried all night.
啊，那第二天呢，她丈夫回来了。
So the second day, the husband came back.
她跟丈夫讲。
So she told her husband.
丈夫说你，他说你怎么不相信我里面有主耶稣呢
？So he said, why don't you believe that I have the Lord in me?
你怎么没有安息呢
？How come you have no rest?
这话讲要哎，他里面环境里面有个光照。
Then she had an enlightenment in her heart.
在这个环境，人都会很多人都会学坏。
In this environment, many people will develop bad habits.
但有一位用生命服侍我们的。
But there is one who serves us with his life.
保守我们的。
He will keep us.
保守我们永远不失脚。
He will keep us never fall.
哎，那天他姊妹，你怎么坏你的信心
？And that day, the sister had a faith.
那他就给他弟兄讲的说。
And she told her husband.
他这样子，你把那出差，我就为你祷告了。
Whenever you go on a business trip, I will pray.
你答应我一件事情。
And you have to promise me.
你在那天为我祷告。
You have to pray for me at your business trip.
所以他先生什么，姐妹，每一次从来不在外面过夜的，因为什么？一祷告响，他一个人在这很不放心的，马上开始再往前回来了。
So every time he goes on a business trip, he always come home right away because when he start praying, he start worrying about his wife.
一定什么？你发现人什么呢？你们有安息。
But not to say that everyone needs to be this way, but we have rest.
我们控制不住很多东西。
We cannot control all things.
但是我们可以相信这位耶稣基督。
But we can believe in the Lord Jesus.
他用无穷的生命的大能来服侍我们。
He uses his indestructible life to serve us.
让我们保守我们可以过个圣洁的生活。
To keep us living a holy life.
我们的主他是照着麦基洗德等级的大祭司。
He is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
第三个我们来看。
And thirdly,
我们来看第二十一节。
Verse 21, chapter 7.
第七章。至于那些祭司原不是启示力的，只有耶稣是启示力的，因为他立他的对他说，主指示你永远为祭司。讲到耶稣基督永远不更换，
He is forever, he will never change.
他是完完全全的那一位。
He is perfect.
因为什么？他能够帮助我们到底。
He will help us to the uttermost.
最后一点，就明天我们好好交通呢，就把我们带到神的面前。
He will bring us before the Lord.
整个希伯来书最大的恩典，旧约人不能来到神的面前。
And that's the greatest grace in the book of Hebrews. In Old Testament, people cannot come before God.
现在新约我们可以到神的面前。
But in the New Testament, we can come before Him.
裂开幔子，我已过。
We have passed the ribbon veil.
见你荣耀不败落。
Here the glory never fails.
我们可以永远在我王的面前来过生活。
And we will live before our King forever.
同学们，这一个的操练跟旧约跟以往不一样了。
And this is a different training from before.
我们读第五章好不好？
Let's read chapter 5.
五章第十一节。
Verse 11.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。好。我们再读第十三节到第十四节。
And 13 and 14.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他是心窍练习的通达，就能分辨好歹。使徒讲这边对基督徒来讲有一个新的一步要跨过去。
There's a new step we need to take as Christians.
要认识麦基，认识亚伦等次比较容易。
It's easy to know the order of Aaron.
耶稣基督是亚伦等次大祭司。
He is the high priest according to the order of Aaron.
当我们犯罪以后，
But after we have sinned,
我们一祷告主耶稣，
When we pray to the Lord,
耶稣血马上洗我们的罪。
His blood will purify us.
大概多长时间？一分钟都不要。
Not even requiring 1 minute.
对，你一犯罪一祷告主耶稣什么呢？马上洗罪。
As soon as you pray, he will purify you.
我们主耶稣不啰嗦的。
He will not delay.
有些人要祷告半天了，耶稣烦死了，我已经洗干净了，还在洗多少次？
And sometimes people will pray for a long time.
不要，弟兄姐妹，你祷半句，祷告主几秒钟，他洗你罪，大家说。
But that is not needed.
不是一秒钟、两秒钟，一祷告马上洗。
As soon as you pray, His blood covers you and washes
you. 这是什么东西，你知道吗？
Do you know what that is?
这是喝牛奶。
This is drinking milk.
喝牛奶快不快？
Can you drink milk quickly?
对吧？一喝就喝完了。
You can drink it very quickly.
但是认识耶稣是麦基洗德等级。
But in order to know him according to the order of Melchizedek,
使徒说这是干粮。
This is solid food.
这是什么东西呢？
What is this?
一直保持活在神的面前。
To keep us living before the Lord.
我今在我王的面前过生活。
Today I will live before the King.
幔子裂开了。
The veil has been
有一个地方
broken.
有一个人。
There is a place.
有一条道路。
There's a person, and
这个地方这个人这条道路是让我们什么呢能够活在神的面前
for us to live before the king,
这是干
的 God, and this is solid food
有时候嚼块肉啊
sometimes when we chew meat
你们谁吃这个一块steak 吃进去，我也干嘛咔的慢出来，对不对
？Who can swallow meat just like that？
这个你干嘛那嚼好久，对不对
？Of course, we had to chew it for a long time。
再吃久的人，吃要不要再喝牛奶？觉得牛奶没什么意思，要吃干。
After you eat meat, you don't want to drink milk。
一直嚼，一直嚼，一直嚼。
Because you need to chew on it。
这什么意思呢？一直操练，操练，操练。
And this is a training, a discipline。
Practice， 一直操练，操练。
This is a practice。
操练什么呢？
What are we practicing?
操练活在主的面前。
Practicing to live before the God.
长时间的操练。
And we practice for a long time.
耶稣基督帮助我们。
And the Lord Jesus will help us.
若是一个人从早到晚都一直活在神的面前。
If a person lives before the God for all day.
他不会犯罪的。
He will not sin.
他不会做些神不喜欢的事情的。
He will not do anything not pleasing to the Lord.
充满恩典和力量。
He is full of grace and power.
麦基洗德。
Melchizedek.
在圣灵里的基督。
He is the Christ in the Spirit.
亚伦等次。
In the order of Aaron.
是在十字架上的基督。
Is the Christ crucified.
为我们流血的基督，洗我们罪的基督，是亚伦的等次。
The Christ who has died for us is according to the order of Aaron.
基督道理的开端。
This is only the beginning of.
但是不能离开了，这个基础不能离开了。
But you cannot depart from this foundation.
因为你无论多属灵，还会犯罪。
No matter how spiritual you are, you will sin.
还需要亚伦的等次来服侍我们。
You still need Christ in the order of Aaron.
现在你需要认识耶稣基督是麦基洗德等级。
But now we need to know Christ in the order of Melchizedek.
让我永远活在神的面前。
That we can live before God forever.
他为我们开条道路。
He has opened the way for us.
今天早上我们要有信心。
And we have to have faith this morning.
来到施恩宝座。
Come before the throne of grace.
这个给我们开条道路。
That he has opened the way for us.
这是干粮。
And this is solid food.
让我们去学习去。
That we need to practice.
操练，一直操练。
We need to practice.
习练的通达就是分辨好歹了。
And after we have trained ourselves, we can distinguish good from evil.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督呼召我们。
He has called us.
我们要不要往前去呢
？Do we want to go forward?
啊，这是神给我们最大的恩典。
And this is the greatest grace.
但是不是我们一下能达到的
？Not that we can reach there immediately.
永远不灰心。
But we will not be discouraged.
何夸的盼望。
We have a hope to be bold.
我们的胆量。
We have courage.
一直到底。
We'll hold fast to the end.
我们就是神的家了。
Then we are the house of God.
这次特会盼望神的家，神的同在，不只在聚会中，也在我们每一天的生活当中。
In this conference, we hope that God's presence not only in the meeting, but in our daily life.
需要我们长时间去操练。
So we can practice it.
我相信主一定会成就的应许在我们当中。
And God will keep His promise.
认识耶稣基督不只是亚伦等次的大祭司。
We will know Christ not only according to the order of Aaron.
也是麦基洗德等次的大祭司。
According to the order of Melchizedek.
从现在开始，我们的操练。
From